Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
A dementia diagnosis can be a very difficult one to get, whether it is for you or a loved one, a parent. There are resources available that you need to know about. And EverTrue Guide is a free program that connects families with dementia care navigators. And with EverTrue Guide, the team helps to build a plan that brings peace of mind right to your door. It's a personalized plan for your loved one. It's caregiver education, 24/7 access to resources, training, support groups. And this is all designed to help your loved one stay safely at home for as long as possible. So when you have questions, there's no doubt emotional moments, and you're not sure where to turn, you don't have to face it alone. The team at EverTrue Guide is there. And if you would like to see if your loved one qualifies for this, go to evertrueguide.org, evertrueguide.org, or call 314-218-6661. It is, again, a free program to help families with dementia care navigators, evertrueguide.org.
Total Information AM on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
At 5:20, AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg joins us. Looks like the same thing as yesterday for the most part, Joe.
Yeah, pretty much, Tom. Another overcast gray day. It's going to be cool, and eventually it's going to start to rain. Although I think any rain and drizzle during the day today is going to be very, very light in nature. And most of it weighted to the afternoon, or high about 57. Tonight, though, looks like another round of a good soaking rain. We're probably going to get a half an inch to an inch of rain from this next system. That'll linger into tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 47, and the breeze will be picking up. In fact, I'd call it windy tomorrow. The rain will taper off in the afternoon before ending late, the high 55. Good news is, once that gets out of here, then we dry it out and we see a return to sunshine. Bad news is, it's just not going to be warm. 58 on Thursday with a return to sunshine, near 60 Friday. Saturday, a breezy, cooler day with clouds breaking for some sun, only 52. It is 52 at St. Peter's and in Florissant right now, cloudy 53 downtown at the Arch. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Weather sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now, so what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
It is 5:21 and the news continues. People's SNAP benefits will be expiring or not being renewed as of November 1st because of the government shutdown. There's a massive mobilization of St. Louisans to help fill food pantry shelves. KMOX's Michael Calhoun speaks with Melissa Weisler, Chief Program Officer of Operation Food Search.
We're looking at the SNAP benefits halting in November because of the shutdown. We've also had government employees who've already been going without paychecks. Kind of summarize, I guess, the situation, this perfect storm, I suppose, that's coming up next month.
Yes, that is exactly what it is. We've got people who have lost their jobs or on hold from their job, and now we have notification that people receiving SNAP benefits will not receive those benefits come November 1st. Now, we do know that benefits are staggered, meaning people receive them at different times of the month. But, you know, we're planning for a bit of the long haul, meaning they may not be restored at all during the month of November.
And just to kind of put this into context for people, how many, you know, people are we talking, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the St. Louis area does this impact?
Yeah, well, in the state, we have 650,000 people in Missouri. We have over 2 million in Illinois. So it's a pretty significant amount of people. And that's not even accounting for the people who would be newly enrolled in SNAP based on recent job loss.
And going into this situation, what is the general demand for help? You know, I guess this is kind of a read on the economy type of question, but what was the demand from Operation Food Search, you know, before these government shutdown developments?
Yeah, I mean, things were already difficult. We're experiencing increased food prices. We really haven't bounced back from COVID, so prices are up about almost 30% since 2020. So the more expensive food is, the harder it is for people to put food on their table. So they turn to us. They turn to the Emergency Food Network to get food from a food pantry. So that was already a concern. And then, of course, we had a tornado here in May, which has already taxed the system, increased a lot of demand for that as well. And that's here locally, just in St. Louis. So, yeah, people were already feeling it. So to say this is a perfect storm is exactly what it is.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.